All the way from Washington, D.C., we have here in the studio our 5th Congressional Representative, Congressman Ralph Norman, joining us here on Palmetto Mornings. And good morning to you, Congressman.
Well, great to be with you.
Good morning.
So, Congressman, we're going to recap Operation Midnight Hammer, this complicated mission that struck 3 key Iranian nuclear facilities on Saturday. The big topic on social media and really throughout the world, is this the start of World War III?
First of all, I want to the brave men and women who flew these flights to land the mother of all bombs were heroic. What this president did was phenomenal. He preserved freedom. He preserved this country as we've in all democracies, really. No, it's not the start of World War III. This is a man as commander in chief who had every right to do this. Iran has always said death to America, and that was their goal. What he did was it wasn't against the Iranian people. It was against the nuclear weapons that they were having at an accelerated pace. And, you know, I'll go back to Washington and you'll hear the hue and cry of those who didn't have the power. He should have come to us. No, the president is commander in chief. He commands the military forces. And he made the right call, as Donald Trump does. He's bold, he's decisive, and he saved freedom is the easiest way I know to describe it.
Congressman Norman, it sounds like the last few presidents have talked the talk, and it sounds like Donald Trump finally said, enough talking. We have been over backwards. We've given the warnings, and finally, we need to get something done. Is that the takeaway here?
It's not only the takeaway, it's the reality. It's peace through strength. You don't appease the maniacs who try to kill you, the other countries, Iran. You know, you take up for your friends. I mean, Israel has fought this fight for a long time. Look at the brutality that country went through. But no, this was a direct attack. It was the president had given Iran time to come to the table. He just, as he's always said, they're not going to have a nuclear weapon to destroy America. And, you know, where was the hue and cry over Biden giving $16 billion cash? Why were they not upset about that? Or Obama giving $1.7 billion cash? It definitely wasn't to distribute Bibles or do Bible study. It was to destroy, to make a nuclear weapon to harm Americans. He just wasn't going to do that. And this sends a message loud and clear to China if they try to take over Taiwan and to other countries. He's not going to put up with it. And he's got we'll back him to the hilt. And, you know, the other side has lost their voice. When they've allowed balloons to fly over this country, as we saw a couple of years ago, when they've allowed the Iranians who are in this country now as sleeper cells, they didn't come here to do humanitarian work. They came here to hurt America. So they have no voice to me. I don't listen to them. I don't care what they say.
Well, that brings us to the next point. We're seeing a lot on social media that, you know, Trump is called a taco, which means Trump always chickens out. Well, it's like we were talking yesterday, a group of us. He doesn't just talk the talk. I mean, I think he's doing what he said he was going to do. And not only does America need to get on board, but the world. I mean, he's sending a message to the world.
He's sending a message to the world. We're a safer place. And, you know, that's why 77 million people put their trust in him. I trust his judgment. He's been successful in business. He's not a politician. He's a statesman. And you hear all the negative talk. Well, it's empty rhetoric. He delivers. He over-delivers from his promises. And that's why it's America knew we were on the right wrong course for the last 4 years. And that's why they put a man like Donald Trump who was willing to upset the apple cart and do what's right for the country.
We have in the studio Congressman Ralph Norman from Washington, D.C., spending some time here in the 5th Congressional District, again, reacting to Operation Midnight Hammer. Let's talk about what's going on here at home in terms of that. Any heightened awareness, precautions, like our major cities at our airports? Right up the road, we have Charlotte Douglas International Airport. Anything there that Americans should be nervous about or just prepared for or be on the lookout for?
Yes. I mean, we had a briefing just for the death threats that public officials are getting. And yeah, you know, if you see something, say something. And if it looks unusual, say something. And, you know, the unknown is what we fear. We don't know how many terrorists are in this country. The Biden administration opened the gates to every country to put whoever they want to in, which is un-American. It wasn't right. So we don't know. We know there were a couple of thousand from Iran that came into America. They shipped some back, but we know there's 708 or even more that are here. And again, they're not here for humanitarian purposes. Mm-hmm. They're here because they hate this country. They hate our freedom. We've got to take care. We've got to make sure they don't strike. And everybody ought to be aware, small cities and big cities.
You mentioned the those on the other side of the aisle, a handful of Democrats floating the idea of impeaching Donald Trump for launching the military strike on Iran without congressional authorization, saying the president's decision to bomb Iran without authorization is a grave violation of the Constitution and congressional war powers.
The president is commander-in-chief. Article 1, Section 8, he's got, under extraordinary circumstances, to act to protect the country. That's what he did. And this isn't new, impeaching Donald Trump. They made it clear when he was elected, they're going to impeach him day one if they get control. We cannot let them get control of the House of Representatives, because not only do we control the purse strings, that's where the impeachment will come up. And day one, if they take over, and I hope and pray they don't, but if they take the House over and you have a Nancy Pelosi type in the Speaker's chair, that's what they're going to do. And it's the media will play it up, but if anybody has done a service for this country, it's been Donald Trump, and they hate him. This is a group that would not even stand for cancer survivors during the State of the Union. This is a group who just hate everything about him, and it's un-American. And where were their voices when cash was given to a country that says death to America? It doesn't make sense. They shouldn't hold office, and the American electorate ought to hold them accountable.
And you were explaining before we went on the air, so I want you to explain this on the air. Operation Midnight Hammer was one attack. So if we did go to war, he would have to come to Congress for that. But for this instant, he does not have to, per the article that you just mentioned.
Correct. This was directed attacks. I think it was three mother of all bombs that only America has. They have built a underground, I think, 230 feet or more. And America, thank God, is the only country that has these type bombs that can penetrate and take them out. That's what he did. Now, if Iran still doesn't, if they go back to what they were doing, there'll be more coming. Directed attacks, as he has every right to do, because why are they doing this? I mean, why are they're not building a nuclear weapon to attack themselves? They're building a nuclear weapon to attack democracies like Israel, like America. And we just can't let that happen. And President Trump is sending a message to other leaders around the world. When he says something, you probably ought to listen to it and watch his actions. You know, in politics and Congress, I don't watch what people say. It's what they do. And what he did was a great thing for this country.
What's your take on the Iranian parliament has approved a measure to close the strait there, a critical global oil checkpoint after the U.S. bombed the nuclear sites that could hurt production here, causes gas prices to rise. I heard this morning anywhere from 3 to 6 cents in the immediate. It could be even more over the course of the time.
They're going to threaten a lot of things. Mm-hmm. That's just one of them. They've been bombing our cargo ships in the Persian Gulf. They killed over two, according to Jack King, they've killed over 2,000 Americans over the course of a couple of years. So this isn't new. If they do it, Donald Trump will take action to stop it. He's not going to let them dictate what America does or doesn't do with our own forces, and he's going to protect them, which the Biden administration just did not. I mean, why do you think they left all the Americans in Afghanistan along with the equipment? And it's a new day in this country. There's a new sheriff in town.
Well, Operation Midnight Hammer, Congressman Norman, happened on a Saturday. We know people get their news now when they don't listen to Palmetto Mornings or CN2 off of their cell phones. And most people, this might be the first time they're hearing about it, specifically in the 5th Congressional District. So when they're hearing bombing, nuclear sites, they, again, going back to our earlier question, might think, oh my gosh, are we going to be at war? What is the takeaway for folks here in the 5th Congressional District? What is your message to them if they're hearing this information for the first time? How much should they be worried? How do they go about their day-to-day activities? Not sure if something else is going to happen to them or their loved ones or their safety if they have to take a flight or travel somewhere.
Well, you know, I think the awareness, they need to be aware of what's going on. Would we like peace? Would we like to, for everybody to, you know, hold hands and love each other? Yes, it's not happening in this world today. Now, would I take a flight to Israel? No. But I would be aware. If you see something, say something. And that just makes common sense. You know, we can't stop living. You got to get out of bed and go, you know, do your job, whatever that is. But the world, is a safer place. I will tell you one thing all Americans do not have to worry about is a bomb exploding in New York City or Los Angeles, blowing up this country through a nuke that Iran has. He's taking those out, and he's going to make sure, as he's always said since he took office, they're not going to have a nuclear weapon, and he's making sure of that. Mm-hmm.
You will get a briefing about this tomorrow, Tuesday, in Washington, D.C. What does a briefing look like if folks are not familiar with it? And if you get a chance to ask a question, I don't know if that's a space to ask a question, what would you ask or what do you want to know?
Well, first of all, you go into a secure room. You leave your cell phones outside. You have all your military brass. Pete Hegseth will be there. Probably J.D. Vance. Everybody up front, and they all, you know, give their rendition of what happened and why the bombing took place. They allot an hour. At the last 20 minutes, we'll get to ask questions, and they have microphones set up on both sides of the aisle. It's pretty interesting how they do it, but it's a great way for the elected officials to know what's going on, and I trust what they are saying, which. When I went to the briefing on why the balloon flew over this country a couple of years ago, they literally said that the Chinese people the leaders did not know anything about it, which was just falsehoods. They did know about it. They're the ones that put it on. But we'll get it straight. We'll find out exactly what the status is, and they will give us an indication of what they think is coming next, because they're standing by what they've always promised, and it's all of them are in the same mindset that they're not going to have a nuclear weapon, and it's America's and freedom is preserved.
Do you have any questions going in, or do you think you'll have more after you hear the briefing?
After I hear.
Okay.
I mean, like with the balloon, when we went in there, my question was, how are you even saying that? Are you telling me that the elected, Chinese Communist Party didn't know the balloon was flying over America? It was over Duke Power when I saw it near our house in York County. But no, I'll see what they have, and you'll have the Democrats lining up criticizing him, which is par for the course. And, you know, we'll take it one question at a time.
Well, we appreciate this update on Operation Midnight Hammer from our 5th Congressional Congressman, Ralph Norman, who's spending some time here at home before he heads to Washington, D.C. tomorrow, Tuesday, for a briefing on the matter.